Okay. I'm here with Peter Zymek. How are you doing today?
Very good, thanks.
Great. So tell me your role on the SQL Server team.
I'm an individual contributor developer in the SQL Server optimizer. So in query processing, there is this component which optimizes queries, and I'm a developer in this component.
Okay. So let's talk about the optimizer. Let's talk about what you have done to enhance it or make it better in this release of SQL Server.
In SQL Server 2008, I was involved in two main features in the optimizer. One was improvements for data warehousing queries, complex start join queries. And one thing we did there was we introduced dynamic bitmaps in query trees. Those are transient bitmaps which get compiled into the tree, and they improve start join queries, sometimes also known as semi-join reductions. And the other main feature I was working on has to do with optimizer statistics, those statistics we use for cardinality estimation to come up with query plans. And for those statistics, we introduced filters. So you can have now, you can create statistics, but you can specify a filter to just create statistics on a subset of your data. Those are the two main features for 2008 I was working on.
So talk to me a little bit about some of the challenges that you came across as you were working on those features, and so some of those things that you kind of struggled with as you went through the development process.
Yeah. Sometimes people refer to the query optimizer as this black magic box, this complex, secretive thing. And what it is, you can view it as essentially as a an artificial intelligence component, because what we do there is we have this big complex search space, and we use heuristics and rules to try to reduce the search space. And a lot of challenges we have are not as much as functional things, so problems we run into are not functional bugs, it's something AVs. It's rather that our rules are maybe not powerful enough so that we don't find the most efficient execution plan, and you as the end user end up with a suboptimal plan. That is very frustrating, because you might even know that there is a really good plan, but the optimizer just hasn't found it, because our rules and our search space prevents us from finding this optimal solution. So this is actually one of the biggest challenges throughout the development in the optimizer, and this was the same also, especially for these data warehouse queries where you have really complex queries, multi-join queries, 15, 20 join queries, and the search space gets really big. I mean, you have an exponential search space where you have millions and millions of alternatives, and we have to cut those down very quickly, so we might lose out on the most optimal solution sometimes.
So as you move forward and as you start working your black magic in the query optimizer, are you noticing that as you move from one version to the next that it's becoming easier, or do you come across bigger challenges because the last release you think you kind of had it?
It's I think it's actually getting harder, and the main reason is that you as a customer, you expect, you have a certain query, it's running fine on, let's say, SQL Server 2005. You move on, you upgrade to 2008, and you expect this particular query to run at least as good, or maybe even better than before. And this might not be always the case with our technology, because we introduce new rules which changes the search space, and we just don't find this optimal solution anymore. So from your perspective, it's just a regression. So things get worse. And these things get harder and harder for us, so that it is hard for us to introduce new features without also introducing regressions for existing customers. And this is one of the main challenges.
So you're getting ready to ship.
Yes.
Just around the corner. Is there sleep anytime soon?
I think so. For us, really, from my perspective, the code is out the door. I haven't made any code changes in the last, I don't know, 6-7 weeks or so. So it's really tied down. The system is getting out now.
It's been a whole 6 or 7 weeks.
It's over for us. Yes.
All right, Peter, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.